secular critical situation in Pakistan for Asia Bibi, sentenced to death for being a Christian. Pakistan, please do something. The words of Voice of the Martyrs.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
The family of Asia Bibi, the Pakistani woman imprisoned on charges of blasphemy, is still praying she'll be spared from death. Late last week, a high court upheld a previous decision to execute the Christian mother of five, but her battle is far from over.
When I met with Asia Bibi's family in late summer 2011, they were hoping and praying she would return home by Christmas. That was more than 3 years ago. Now comes news that the Pakistani High Court has upheld Asia's conviction and death sentence for alleged blasphemy against the Muslim prophet Muhammad, and that has Asia's family very upset.
When this hearing was finally held, I think their hopes were finally, there's going to be justice. I think of Asia's daughters in particular. Finally, our mom is going to be free. She's going to come home to us. And all of those hopes were dashed. This was a very difficult day for Asia, for her husband, Ashiq, and for their daughters.
Now my heart is crying.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
She's not safe there. There is a mullah who has already issued a death reward for killing her. She will need, at the very minimum, to relocate to a safe place within Pakistan. And more likely, her and her family will have to leave the country for their safety.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Welcome to the broadcast, everyone. International outcry starting now. We went on air with this yesterday. For our radio audience, for our television audience, welcome to our studios. We're bringing you this very urgent plea. Her name is Asia Bibi. She has five children. She is a Christian. She has been sentenced to death in Pakistan. Pakistan, a U.S. ally, which is the interesting part, dynamic of all of this. Her crime is that, let me give you exactly what she said. She was in a conversation in her village. She's one of three Christian families in her village. She was being pressured, as is typical in Pakistan, to convert to Islam. She defended her faith, saying, "Our Christ is the true prophet of God." For that, she gets charged with blasphemy and gets convicted of blasphemy now at the appellate courts, and the sentence is death by hanging for this mother of five. We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. This is a U.S. ally. So what should the United States be doing here? Again, if you want to talk to us on air, 800-684-3110. Shahar Argil, who is in our offices on the campus of Regent University's an ACLJ attorney in charge of our office in Pakistan. David French, senior counsel for the ACLJ, is with me here in our media center. And Than Bennett, head of our director of our governmental affairs office in Washington, D.C., is also with us. So we'll have conversations from everyone. David, you've done some research overnight on this. What's the latest that you have?
Well, you know, what the latest is as you said, it was really a convert or die kind of ultimatum, right, that she was responding to. The New York Post has a really gripping story told in her own words from her jail cell of what happened. She offered a sip of water from a cup that she had drunk from, and then a Muslim woman accused that sip of water of being unclean.
Because she was a Christian.
Because she was a Christian, which triggered this entire exchange that culminated in her defending her faith and being literally dragged by an angry mob through the streets.
All right, folks, we're taking your calls, 800-684-3110, but we also want to call you to action here. We've got over 107,000 signatures. We started the broadcast yesterday. I think we were in the 20s or maybe 30,000. I think by the end of it, we were at 49,000. 107,000 people in 24 hours have signed the petition urging Pakistan to release Asia Bibi. You could do it at BeHeardProject.com or ACLJ.org, or you could call us at 1-877-989-2255. Look, I need everybody that's watching us right now on television or listening to us by radio, ACLJ.org or BeHeardProject.com or 1-877-989-2255. Take action right now. Time is of the essence. Voice of the Martyrs, in their headline, in their release, said, "Pakistan, do something." We are doing something here at the ACLJ, mobilizing our resources around the globe. If you want to help out on that, ACLJ.org or BeHeardProject.com. Don't forget our book, Rise of ISIS, and bookstores everywhere. Back with your calls in a moment.
Nothing the eye should ever see.
Now. It is happening again, this time in Pakistan. A Christian mom has been sentenced to death because of her faith. Azia Bibi was falsely accused of blasphemy, speaking against the Prophet Muhammad. Now this wife and mother of five will hang for her Christian faith. Through our international affiliate, the European Center for Law and Justice, and its partner in Pakistan, the ACLJ has been successfully fighting against blasphemy charges for years. We're mobilizing our global offices and delivering a letter to the government of Pakistan demanding the freedom of Azia Bibi. She must not be allowed to die for her faith. Save this Christian mom, mother of five, from being executed. Sign on to our petition today. Free Azia Bibi now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or you can add your name online, ACLJ.org. The brutality of ISIS is unspeakable. The strategy of ISIS, the Islamic State, is clear. Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called, quote, the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS and the very real and present danger it poses to the world, including right here in the United States. It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the Jay Sekulow Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. By the way, that is an acoustic version of our song, Where I Stand, which our good friend Ricky Skaggs, a bluegrass legend, country music legend, came into our media studios here last Monday with us for a session, and we've been able to put that out. In fact, later on our television audience, you're going to actually see the performance of that song. When you get the book Rise of ISIS, the song Where I Stand comes with it, so let me encourage you, folks. It's out in bookstores literally everywhere. Of course, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, but literally everywhere you can get the book. Rise of ISIS, a threat we can't ignore. And that's important because this kind of jihadist threat, you know, in Pakistan, it may not be ISIS, but it is an Islamist regime. So Shahar Gill is with us. He is in our office in Virginia Beach on the campus of Regent University School of Law. We have a large office there. Shahar actually supervises our work in Pakistan. A lot of you for the first time are hearing that we even have a work in Pakistan. We don't talk about it a lot, but obviously with a case like Azia Bibi's and others we've handled, we are going to now give you some information about that. Shahar, David French laid out what has happened to her, drugged by a mob for offering a cup of water. It was deemed unclean because she's a Christian. She said, our Christ is the true prophet after being pressured to convert. Unfortunately, Shahar, this is a all too common situation in Pakistan, correct?
This is very common. There have been hundreds of cases of blasphemy. People are in prison for that. People have been shot and killed. People have been villages have been burned down, and people have been had to leave their homes and relocate to different areas. So it is very common. It has been going on for the last 30, 35 years, and the government seems to be not doing anything for that.
Well, how important is the international outcry in a situation like this when you've got, Shahar, when you've got Pakistan, an ally of the United States? So international outcry here going to be the key?
I think it's the key because we are not just the allies. We have, in 2009, the United States Congress actually passed a bill that gave $7.5 billion to Pakistani government over the 5 years period. So it is very important that international pressure builds up and the Pakistani government realizes that that these kind of charges are not just violating human rights, they're violating the very human dignity of these people.
Yeah, let me bring Than Bennett. By the way, we're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. How do you feel about your taxpayer dollars going to a government that right now is prepared to execute by hanging a Christian woman, mother of five, because she said our Christ is the prophet? And that's exactly what's happened here. David's going to give more detail in a moment about the case. But this is how serious it is. But you're also hearing, folks, the scope and breadth of the ACLJ. You're hearing from Sharar. We have an office in Pakistan, in Lahore, where a lot of this is going on, actually. And now we're trying to just raise international outcry. There are lawyers on the field there with some friends of ours that are handling the case. But we've got to build international outcry here. That means the UN. That means the European Parliament. That means every avenue we have on our global reach. And Than Bennett heads up our government affairs globally. Than, what's the next move here that we're doing?
Well, the first level of engagement here in Washington, D.C., Jay, speaks to what Shahariari was just talking about. That is the congressional level, because Congress controls the purse strings of that $2 billion that goes to Pakistan every year. So we are actually supporting an effort led by Congressman Joe Pitts and led by Senator Ted Cruz in the Senate to send a letter to the Pakistani government reminding them that part of being a U.S. ally, part of receiving U.S. funds means upholding human rights like religious freedom. This letter from Senator Cruz and Congressman Pitts is going to lay that out. And to Shahariar's point, if they are not going to honor these human rights, they should not be getting our dollars.
All right, we're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. David, we talk about giving them money. I mean, you're talking about billions of dollars. We can have a condition on there that says, you know, you got to respect human rights, which, by the way, of course, they have signed on to all the UN international charters. What happens is these predominantly Islamic countries, is it doesn't matter.
Right, exactly. And they don't just get American aid. They're a top five recipient year in, year out of American foreign aid. They fly American-made F-16 fighter jets as the main weapon in their Air Force. They have American-made equipment all throughout their military. I mean, this is a country that depends on the United States of America for its national security to a great degree. And yet, what are we doing now that they're about to hang a mother of five on a trumped-up blasphemy charge?
I mean, you understand, folks, that she is facing a death sentence, this mother of five, Christian woman, for offering someone a cup of water, and when she was challenged on her faith, saying, "Our Christ is the true prophet of God." For that, she's facing the death penalty. So I need everybody that's listening to us or watching it on television right now to go to ACLJ.org, or 1-877-989-2255, or BeHeardProject.com. One of the three. And sign this petition. I'd like to have it as we now start the work. I said we needed to cross 100,000. We've done that. We now know that our next goal, which we said yesterday, would be to get to 200,000. We think we could do it. But we really need your help on this, folks. So I need everybody to go to BeHeardProject.com. That's BeHeardProject.com, or ACLJ.org, or 1-877-989-2255. So ACLJ.org, BeHeardProject.com, or 1-877-989-2255. We are getting calls. Before we take a call, though, I want to play. This is what the president said to the UN General Assembly just a couple years ago, precisely on this issue.
We not only respect the freedom of religion, we have laws that protect individuals from being harmed because of how they look or what they believe. Like me, the majority of Americans are Christian, and yet we do not ban blasphemy against our most sacred beliefs. The strongest weapon against hateful speech is not repression. It is more speech. The voices of tolerance that rally against bigotry and blasphemy and lift up the values of understanding and mutual respect.
Our Christ is the true prophet of God. For that, she faces the death penalty. In Pakistan, our ally, billions of dollars of aid. Shahariar, let me ask you this. The court system in Pakistan, obviously the next step is the highest court, which is their highest appellate court, correct?
Yes. The case will be appealed at the Supreme Court, and it could take up to 5 years until the appeal is heard.
Now, she's already been in jail, though, David, 4 years? So you're talking about, and Shahariar is saying another 5 years. She could be in jail another 9 years until this is adjudicated.
Right.
This mother of five.
Right. And this is not just jail. It's death row. I mean, imagine that, living on death row for a crime that is illegitimate to begin with, and that she didn't actually even commit on its own terms. I mean, she defended her faith in Jesus Christ. That's what she did. And for that, that was defined as blasphemy.
Listen to this from Voice in the Mars. Let me read this to you. They're saying there's been 5,000 blasphemy cases registered between 1984 and 2004 in Pakistan alone, just Pakistan. 964 were charged. though death sentence and blasphemy cases are not uncommon, Asiya Bibi was the first woman given the death sentence under this charge. Her appeal will be the second of a death penalty case for blasphemy to reach the Supreme Court. So, Shaharia, what happens here? I mean, you supervise our office in Pakistan, which most people watching and listening to this broadcast right now didn't even know we had. What actually happens now in the court?
Well, what happens is that the attorneys for her, they have to prepare a strong appeal and go to the Supreme Court.
But tell everybody, but hold it, Shaharia. Tell everybody what kind of pressure these lawyers get under.
Well, it's very common in these cases that a mob of Muslim protesters and even fundamentalist religious organizations, they appear at the court, they stand outside the court, chant slogans, and give death threats to even the judges. Actually, in the past, a high court judge has been killed for acquitting a Christian who was accused of blasphemy.
Yeah, listen, I want everybody to listen to this one. Okay, let's go play soundbite 18.
We know there have been threats by radical Muslims against them. We know there were about 25 mullahs that attended the hearing, were sitting in the courtroom, and about 2,000 more outside the courthouse, bringing the message to bear to the judges, hey, we're watching how you rule on this case. We know who you are. We know where you live. You're not out of our reach.
This is Dan Nettleton with Voice of the Martyrs, who's saying, Pakistan, do something. We've got to be, I appreciate what Voice of the Martyrs is doing. We've got to be more specific than that. We should not give Pakistan an option of doing something. But folks, I mean, you get 25 mullahs sitting out there. And very, very quickly here, Shahriar, the pressure that comes on these judges then becomes very intense.
Right. It becomes very intense, but it used to be that at the higher court level, which recently upheld the conviction, at least it was expected that the high court judges will not be succumbed to the pressure. But it's not the case anymore. In this case, we have seen that example.
All right, folks, here's what we need to do. If you want to talk to us on air, we're going to take your calls when we come back from the break. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We will take your phone calls. This is an American ally. This is someone that's getting billions of dollars in aid. We need to take direct action. Than told you what we're going to be doing. We're going to get into more of that when we come back from the break. But again, ACLJ.org or BeHeardProject.com or 1-877-989-2255. I'm talking to our entire audience around the globe here. Go to BeHeardProject.com or ACLJ.org. You live here in the United States, call 1-877-989-2255. Have your voice heard. Christian mother of five, 4 years in jail already, 5 more years before her appeal's even heard, and then she could be facing death by hanging. ACLJ.org, BeHeardProject.com, or 1-877-989-2255. Our book, Rise of ISIS, the paperback's now available in bookstores everywhere, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Sam's, Walmart. There's also an audio version. You'll get the song Where I Stand, and what you're hearing right now is an acoustic version of that done with our friend Ricky Skaggs. So pick up the book Rise of ISIS, and get that to your friends as well. Very important you do that. When we come back, more of your phone calls.
The brutality of ISIS is unspeakable. The strategy of ISIS, the Islamic State, is clear. Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called, quote, the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS and the very real and present danger it poses to the world, including right here in the United States. It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the Jay Sekulow Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere. It is happening again, this time in Pakistan. A Christian mom has been sentenced to death because of her faith. Asiya Bibi was falsely accused of blasphemy, speaking against the Prophet Muhammad. Now this wife and mother of five will hang for her Christian faith. Through our international affiliate, the European Center for Law and Justice, and its partner in Pakistan, the ACLJ has been successfully fighting against blasphemy charges for years. We're mobilizing our global offices and delivering a letter to the government of Pakistan demanding the freedom of Asia Bibi. She must not be allowed to die for her faith. Save this Christian mom, mother of five, from being executed. Sign on to our petition today. Free Asia Bibi now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. Well, you probably did not know that we had an office in Pakistan, but we do. Shahryar Gill is with us in our office in our media center, in our actual Virginia Beach office at Regent University in our media area today. But he supervises our work in Pakistan. So I think it's important, Shahryar, to set out exactly what is at stake here for this woman. I mean, when we say a death penalty, they say this is only the second one to go up and the first one of a woman, but she could, you're saying she could be in jail for another 5 years before it's even adjudicated.
Right. Jay, it's not just the time that she's going to spend in prison, but the another question is, what happens if when she's acquitted of the charges? What happens when she comes out of the prison, and how to keep her safe? There's already a bounty on her head. A $5,000 award that a Muslim cleric has already announced that whoever kills her gets $5,000 from him, and safety of her family, safety of herself. So it is going to be very difficult and very challenging to keep her safe, not only from prison but with her own life.
Her crime is, she said the words, "Our Christ is the true prophet of God," when questioned on her faith. And for that, she is facing death by hanging. We need you to participate in helping her release. Now, we've had a good response. We've had over 107,000 signatures to the petition already, actually over 108,000 now. Go to BeHeardProject.com or ACLJ.org, or call us right now at 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or BeHeardProject.com. Either one, you can get right to the petition urging her release, or 1-877-989-2255. And I'm asking you to make that call or go to the website right now. Now, let's be specific here, Than, as to what we are now doing.
Well, just to underscore what Shahryar was saying, this is really Asia's last chance, Jay, and this is what we're telling members of Congress. Now that that high court has ruled, we need members of Congress to engage with the Pakistani government and specifically the chief judge of the Pakistan Supreme Court. So Congressman Joe Pitts and Senator Ted Cruz are working with us to lead a congressional letter to the Pakistani government demanding not only Asia's exoneration, Jay, but also her unconditional release. Congress's voice is essential in this because they control that $2 billion that the United States sends to Pakistan. We are asking members of Congress to say that $2 billion, it's on the line if you don't work with us in this case.
I mean, it's so hard, David, for me. You know, we're talking $2 billion. It's the same thing we did with the Muslim Brotherhood. And we're not demanding something like basic justice when Pakistan has signed international accords on human rights and freedom of religion specifically.
Right, exactly. And it's $2 billion every single year. So it just mounts up and up and up. And Pakistan absolutely depends on that money. So this is, when you look at what's happening here, you need to realize, we need to realize, we're subsidizing this.
Yeah.
We are subsidizing and propping up a regime that does this. And that's what we need to focus on right here and right now.
All right, folks, again, if you haven't signed that petition, 108,000 of you have. We need you to do it. We want to get to 200,000 starting this work. ACLJ.org or BeHeardProject.com or 1-877-989-2255. Don't forget also our book, Rise of ISIS, A Threat We Can't Ignore, available now in bookstores everywhere. We encourage you to go out today, buy multiple copies. You can get it on Amazon or BarnesandNoble.com as well. Walmart has them, Target, just about everywhere. Get multiple copies. Get them to your friends. Understand the threat that we've got to deal with and that globally we're facing right now. I think that's absolutely critical. So, again, the book is Rise of ISIS. All right, let's take a phone call. We'll be taking more of your calls after the second half hour of the broadcast, too, at 1-800-684-3110. Let's take a call, Than.
A lot of phone calls coming in. We're going to start with Darren calling from Indiana on line 3. Darren, you're on the air.
Hi, Darren.
Hey, guys. Hey, I just want to say great ups to you guys for taking the charge on this and being the first ones to go out there and really push this issue and bring it to the Christian public. However, I am completely concerned as a Christian in this country about our politicians not leading the way and this still supposedly to be a Christian nation.
Yeah.
I think we have to look at that because I think we're being brought up under a microscope by this ISIS and these Islamic states.
Oh, sure. You know what? Part of the problem here is they're sensing these Islamic regimes are sensing weakness on the part of the United States. And when you have weakness on part of the United States, your global quest for human rights, David, takes a back seat because we're not projecting force. So there's no. What's the consequence to Pakistan if, in fact, they were to execute this woman? Which we're going to do everything we can to make sure it doesn't happen. But she's got lawyers on the ground, friends of ours that we've worked with are handling that part. But we've got to build international outcry here. But this is, I mean, this is the real issue.
I mean, look, the philosophy of this administration has been to believe that if they press or they pressure jihadists or the jihadist and Sharia mindset, that it will merely make them stronger against us. The reality is the opposite. In the Middle East, weakness kills. When you are weak, when you show appeasement, when you show forbearance towards these kinds of jihadists, this kind of Sharia mindset, you get more of it.
Shahriar, what are the consequences for Pakistan if there is international support here that starts growing for Asia Bibi's release? What is Pakistan's normal or typical response in a situation like this?
Well, generally, Pakistani government it's indifferent to these issues. On the one hand, it has to control its own population that has been radicalized for the last 30 years. They have had these laws for the last 30 years, and the only punishment they know about for blasphemy is death. And the government cannot even control its own population when they go out in mobs and kill Christians for blasphemy. So it's very important that the government actually takes the charge on providing justice and controlling its own population to actually build trust with the international community, that they can, if they cannot control their general ordinary citizens, how can they control the terrorists that are residing in parts of Pakistan?
Well, this is why you've got to get global support. You've got to get the U.N. involved. And Than, let's talk about, you've talked about the domestic side. Let's talk about the U.N. side of this.
Well, I would also just say what the other thing that speaks volumes to Pakistan is $2 billion annually.
Yeah, sure does.
That makes a huge impact. But yeah, we're uniquely positioned, Jay, because with the ECLJ, we can engage this at the UN too. And I know there's a tendency for Americans to think that this is an ocean away. I've got to tell you, we have been fighting this for years at the United Nations to bring these blasphemy laws to the rest of the world. So it might be isolated now. It's not going to be isolated forever if it's not engaged head on.
All right, folks, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take more of your phone calls when we come back from the break. Remember, there's a second half hour of the broadcast. You get it in SiriusXM. You get the full hour. I encourage you to go over to ACLJ.org if you don't get the full hour of the broadcast. We will be taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. What do you think the consequences for Pakistan should be here? What would you say to the family here? I mean, she's in a horrible situation. I mean, you know, can you imagine? Mother of five, sentenced to death because she said our Christ is the true prophet. That was her crime. I mean, you'd think in this day and time, would that be the reality? Yeah, well, that's the reality if you're in Pakistan. That's what religious persecution is. Now, being denied access to a public facility in the United States and having to go to court and getting an injunction is religious discrimination. You can win those easily. Facing death because you're a Christian, that's a whole different issue. Folks, here's what we'd like you to do. We will take your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. So that's 800-684-3110. A couple of things. Number one, everybody that's listening to me right now, go to BeHeardProject.com or ACLJ.org or call us at 1-877-989-2255 and sign that petition. I want to see it up at 200,000. I believe we can get there. But I need everybody that's listening right now to go to BeHeardProject.com or ACLJ.org or call us at 1-877-989-2255. Don't forget our book, Rise of ISIS, available in bookstores everywhere. When you buy the book, you get the song Where I Stand as well. Let me encourage you, get multiple copies of that book and give it to your friends, folks. We got to know who the enemy is. Rise of ISIS. We'll be back with more in just a moment. I can't stand
to see this. We're mobilizing our global offices and delivering a letter to the government of Pakistan demanding the freedom of Asia Bibi. She must not be allowed to die for her faith. Save this Christian mom, mother of five, from being executed. Sign on to our petition today, Free Ozzie Abebe Now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
Everyone, we're talking about the critically important case of Ozzie Abebe, sentenced to death because she said in a conversation with a Muslim who was putting pressure on her to convert from Christianity to Islam that our Christ is the true prophet. For that, she gets the death penalty. I want David French to set up again the facts of this case. The facts are horrendous, folks, what they did to this woman. Then you heard what Shahriar said about, you know, these mobs that are you know, even after a verdict, even if she's acquitted, what can happen to her? So I want David to set the facts up of what's going on, and then Shahriar to put through the reality of what she will experience on the ground. And we are taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. David?
Basically, what happened is this, is that Ozzie Abebe offered a cup of water to a Muslim neighbor. The Muslim neighbor declared it to be haram or unclean because a Christian had handled it. The situation escalated from there to where this woman says to Asiya, you need to convert to Islam to redeem yourself for your filthy religion. To which Asiya responds, I'm not going to convert. I believe in my religion and in Jesus Christ who died on the cross for the sins of mankind. That then turned into a mob days later dragging her away, chanting death, death to the Christian, bringing her to a mullah in the village who then demanded that she convert. She refused again, and the blasphemy charge resulted from that.
Listen to Todd Nettleton from Voice of the Martyrs, number 19, about what she's facing.
She's not safe there. There is a mullah who has already issued a death reward for killing her. She will need, at the very minimum, to relocate to a safe place within Pakistan, and more likely her and her family will have to leave the country for their safety.
But Shahriar, the fact of the matter is she's got to be out of jail first. I mean, and that's the first order of business here, and that's the challenge.
That's a big challenge, and it could take up to 5 years, as we said earlier, that she has already spent 5 years in prison, and it could take five more years for the Supreme Court to hear the case. So the first challenge is to get her out of the prison. Then the second, even bigger challenge would be to keep her safe. Because, as you remember, a liberal Muslim governor in Pakistan was killed by his own security guard because he was supporting Asiya. He was preparing a petition for her clemency to be presented to the president of Pakistan. And he was shot by his own security guard. There have been mobs of people who have killed Christians, who have burned their houses just because one person said something that was considered blasphemous against the Prophet Muhammad.
$2 billion of aid goes from the United States to Pakistan. Villages are being destroyed because there's Christians. And you ask, what are we going to do about it? We've got to take direct action on that. Let me tell you what we're going to do. We're going to take your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110, and we'll be opening those lines up when we come right back from the break. So if you want to call, you can go ahead and call in now. 1-800-684-3110. We want to hear from you on this topic. Than, very quickly, in 30 seconds, next move domestically.
Well, I think you said it, Jay. Another 5 years is a death sentence. So we are telling members of Congress, Joe Pitts, Ted Cruz are leading the effort. You have to engage now. You have to tell Pakistan that this $2 billion is going away unless you honor Asiya's right to religious freedom and exonerate her.
All right, folks, here's what we want you to do. We've got a petition up at BeHeardProject.com or ACLJ.org. Either one, BeHeardProject.com or ACLJ.org. 108,647 signatures already. You can also call in to sign it at 1-877-989-2255. So it's aclj.org or beheardproject.com or 1-877-989-2255. 2255. Our book, Rise of ISIS, A Threat We Can't Ignore, is now available in bookstores around the country. And, of course, on Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com, but literally all over the country. We're encouraging you to buy multiple copies of Rise of ISIS. There's also an audio CD out of the book where I actually read the book. If you like to have your books by CD, there they are. So Rise of ISIS, A Threat We Can't Ignore, and you get the track, Where I Stand. So we'll take your calls when we come back from the break at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. And don't forget, sign on to that petition at BeHeardProject.com or ACLJ.org.
It is happening again, this time in Pakistan. A Christian mom has been sentenced to death because of her faith. Azia Bibi was falsely accused of blasphemy, speaking against the Prophet Muhammad. Now this wife and mother of five will hang for her Christian faith. Through our international affiliate, the European Center for Law and Justice, and its partner in Pakistan, the ACLJ has been successfully fighting against blasphemy charges for years. We're mobilizing our global offices and delivering a letter to the government of Pakistan demanding the freedom of Azia Bibi. She must not be allowed to die for her faith. Save this Christian mom, mother of five, from being executed. Sign on to our petition today. Free Azia Bibi now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, ACLJ.org. The brutality of ISIS is unspeakable. The strategy of ISIS, the Islamic State, is clear. Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called, quote, the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS and the very real and present danger it poses to the world, including right here in the United States. It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the Jay Sekulow Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere.
What a blessing it was for us to have our friend Ricky Skaggs in our studios here in our media center to sit in on a session a week ago where he did an acoustic version of Where I Stand, which we're going to have posted this weekend on my Facebook page and ultimately the ACLJ's as well. But we'll let you know later in the week how that's going, but we will post the performance of that. When you get the book Rise of ISIS, A Threat We Can't Ignore, you also get the track of the song Where I Stand, and I encourage you to do it. Of course, if you get the audiobook, it's right there. You just press a button. When you buy the paperback, there's a link in there. It takes you 2 seconds, and you get the song as well. And we encourage you to get the book wherever books are sold. It's available. We also want you to sign on to this petition for Asiya Bibi. Right now, over 108,000 signatures, pushing 109,000. Let's get to where 108,836. Folks, let's get to 109,000 before the broadcast's over. You could do that at BeHeardProject.com, ACLJ.org, or 1-877-989-2255. It is that easy to engage here. Shahriyar, let's talk about what the expectations are. And I want to play first her husband. This is was asked the question, how can we pray for you? And then I want you to respond to this.
How can we pray for you?
Pray for us, pray for our family, pray for Asia that she may soon come back home and she can say thank you to the entire world when she returns home.
You know, the underlining there, thank you to the entire world, because her husband knows that it's going to take world engagement here to get her released. And then, you know, Shahriyar, you're going to explain what happens to her and what needs to happen. But first, my first order of business here is you got to work on the release. And this is not an easy task under any situation. What is she likely expecting right now? I mean, you're talking about, you said, Shahriyar, a five-year wait until you even get a Supreme, the highest court decision. She would have been in jail at that point for 10 years.
That's correct. And it's possible that the Supreme Court actually takes a notice of this case because of international pressure, and they decide to hear the case sooner. Because of the backlog of the cases in Supreme Court, there is actually a 4 to 5 years wait time until the Supreme Court hears it. Now, that's going to be up to 10 years in prison. First, the prison is not safe. There have been instances where police officers have shot and killed blasphemy convicts in prison. Then there's a problem of if she gets acquitted and released by the Supreme Court after spending 10 years, potentially 10 years in prison, then what happens to her? The question would be, where would she go? How is she going to be protected? Because there's a bounty on her head. There's a $5,000 price on her head. And there are many radicals out there who would be happy and proud to kill her. There have been, we know, Governor Taseer was killed, and the assassin is actually proud. He said that, "I am proud that I did this. I'm a Muslim."
The person that killed him.
Exactly. And the judge who actually convicted him had to leave the country because then he was in danger because he convicted the killer. So it's very difficult for in Pakistan to keep her safe even when she gets released from the prison.
All right, so folks, we need you to take direct action here. We are just shy of just crossed 109,000. Let's get to 110,000. ACLJ.org or BeHeardProject.com or 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org or BeHeardProject.com. We are taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Let's take a call.
Yeah, first up is Kayla calling from Kansas on line 5. Kayla, you're on the air.
Hi, Kayla.
Hi. If she's already been in prison for a while,
4 years.
Her incarceration is strictly due because she's a Christian. If there is a condition against human rights and the freedom of religion, why is that not an automatic deal breaker for us? Why are we still sending them money? It's a condition.
Yeah, you know, because, well, and then you could answer this, because oftentimes we waive that condition because of other international concerns, but it doesn't mean we don't have the ability to put pressure on these regimes to let her out and get her to it. We now know it's a two-step process. Get her out of jail, get her and her family to a safe location.
Yeah, that's right. And first of all, on the money, it should be automatically pulled. That should be something that the president could hold immediately as an executive action. But, Jay, we know this. I mean, this administration has been reluctant to do anything to offend anyone, and it's just wrong to expect that that's going to happen. So that's why we're engaging Congress. They could prevent the next iteration of this funding from going out. They control those purse strings. So while the president could stop this year's funding, Jay, it's really up to Congress to shut it off if Pakistan doesn't respond in the future.
All right, the phone number is 1-800-684-3110. If you want to talk to us on air, that's 800-684-3110. David, you know, Pakistan was hiding Osama bin Laden right next to a huge military base. So this ally of ours has not been exactly trustworthy. The doctor that helped us capture Osama bin Laden is in jail in Pakistan as well. And the United States has done nothing to secure his release, at least that we know of. This is, we've got Saeed Abedini in Iran. This is and by the way, when we talk about two or three cases, folks, understand this is representative of thousands of cases around the country, thousands of cases around the country. David?
I mean, that's just the tip of the iceberg. These incidents you mentioned are the tip of the iceberg in the problems with Pakistan. They have actively, their ISI, which is their equivalent of the CIA, has actively supported the Taliban in Afghanistan. Pakistani troops have fired on American troops in Afghanistan on more than one occasion. It's become so common that these incidents now have their own Wikipedia page. Mm. And then now they have a Christian mother of five where their appellate court, this is not some tribal trial court,
right.
This is their appellate court, has upheld a death sentence for a Christian mother of five for proclaiming her faith in Jesus Christ. And that 4 years that we're talking about, that's almost $8 billion American dollars later.
It's unbelievable. 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air. That's 800-684-3110. What do we do with that aid? Let's take another call.
All right, let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Jimmy calling from Georgia on line 4. Jimmy, you're on the air.
Hi, Jimmy.
Hi, Hi, Jay. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I'd just like to tell you I've signed your petition.
Thank you.
Your book yesterday.
Great.
And also, I would say the same thing the lady that just called said, cut off their money, and Obama step up to the plate and speak to Pakistan and act like a president.
Well, that's part of what you want to see happen here. Let me play for you. This is heartbreaking, folks. It's through a translation, but this is a CNN interview from 2 years ago. Remember, she's been in jail already 4 years with her children. Take a listen.
The grief and agony of two young girls who wait to see if the Pakistani government will execute their jailed mother. Whenever I see her picture, I cry, says 12-year-old Isham.
I'll tell you something, Shahriyar, you need to tell us how significant, because this is not, unfortunately, this is not the only case of this. We've handled these kind of cases, and you talked about Christian villains being destroyed. Explain to people what that means.
Well, there have been more than five or six incidents where a whole village was attacked by a mob because one person was falsely accused of blasphemy, and people were killed, their houses were burned down, and that has been the recent trend in the last 5-6 years now. That when the courts release people, or when the courts don't come under pressure from these fanatics, they attack these people. Now, there have been, other than these attacks, people who were charged with blasphemy has been killed outside the courts, in the prisons, and people their families have been followed, their families have been harassed, and they have to ultimately basically leave the country in order to protect their lives. So it's very significant, very dangerous for a person like Asia Bibi to be in Pakistan, to be in this situation where she was only professing her faith, and now she is serving a long prison sentence or is on a death row and waiting to see where she goes now.
To tell you something, folks, it's absolutely heartbreaking. I want to tell you what we're doing. Fannin mentioned already the global outreach we're trying to create. We are creating. We need you to go to aclj.org or beheardproject.com or call us at 1-877-989-2255 to sign this petition. I mean, over 109,000 of you signed it in 24 hours, which is unbelievable. I mean, incredible. Saeed Abedini's petition reached 627,000. I mean, this is how you get global support developing. So we need you to go to beheardproject.com or aclj.org or call us at 877-989-2255. Also, our media team is putting together some video on this, so we'll have that up on Facebook, I'm sure, in the next several days. We'll have that in the television broadcast as well. So you'll be able to see, you'll get an update, an actual visual of what's going on here. But we're painting you the real picture, and Shahriyar is supervises our office in Pakistan, which you didn't even know until today, probably we had. Tomorrow you're going to hear from Bishop Mark Karaoke. He is the chairman of our board for our Center for Law and Justice in Kenya. Boko Haram's been active there. We've got a lot to talk about, folks. Don't forget, sign that petition, aclj.org, beheardproject.com, or 1-877-989-2255. Information on Facebook. You can like us there. We encourage you to do it. And remember our book, Rise of ISIS, A Threat We Can't Ignore, is available now in bookstores across the country, Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, Target, Walmart, just about anywhere books are sold. Get multiple copies. Get them to your friends. Very important we be educated. The book again, Rise of ISIS, A Threat We Can't Ignore. Back with your calls in a moment.
The brutality of ISIS is unspeakable. The strategy of ISIS, the Islamic State, is clear. Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called, quote, the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS and the very real and present danger it poses to the world, including right here in the United States. It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the Jay Sekulow Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere. It is happening again, this time in Pakistan. a Christian mom has been sentenced to death because of her faith. Asiya Bibi was falsely accused of blasphemy, speaking against the Prophet Muhammad. Now this wife and mother of five will hang for her Christian faith. Through our international affiliate, the European Center for Law and Justice, and its partner in Pakistan, the ACLJ has been successfully fighting against blasphemy charges for years. We're mobilizing our global offices and delivering a letter to the government of Pakistan demanding the freedom of Asiya Bibi. She must not be allowed to die for her faith. Save this Christian mom, mother of five, from being executed. Sign on to our petition today. Free Asiya Bibi now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. We are talking about the case of Asiya Bibi in Pakistan. Shahryar Gill of our office in Regent University's campus, on Regent University's campus, supervises our work in Pakistan. He's been talking about what's happening on the ground and also was mentioning the situation with Christian villages. I want to go first to David French. I'm going to go to David Than and then to Shahryar. But David, you look at the situation you mentioned, you know, Pakistan's supposed to be an ally. Osama bin Laden was right there. The problem is this ties into the ISIS situation because radical jihadists are on the march. I just saw now that the next spot of the Islamic State sway appears to be, according to the Wall Street Journal, Lebanon. And I think Lebanon and then Jordan. So we look at this ISIS threat growing while all of this is going on. And we realize the nature of who we're fighting. This is an evil we have not seen in our lifetime.
Right, absolutely. I mean, this is jihadist Islam, or what our friend Andy McCarthy calls Islamic supremacism.
Right.
And it manifests itself in different ways. And when it's ISIS, Hamas, it's a pure terrorist army. When it's in Pakistan, you see it's a combination of mob violence with Sharia enforced by the state, by the government of Pakistan. All of these things represent grave threats, of course, to the Christians in the region, to any minority religious point of view in the region, but also, critically, grave threats to our own security. Let's not forget that as Pakistan slides further and further into the embrace of this extremism, it is a nuclear-armed nation that proudly broadcasts that it has the Islamic bomb.
And that's their kind of threat, basically. So this is, you know, this is the country that we've got an American now with in Iran. We've got in Pakistan this woman who's the mother of five. I can tell you there are thousands in Iran and Pakistan. And Shahryar, you were talking about villages being destroyed simply because they're Christian. When you say destroyed, describe what a destroyed village, what happens in a destroyed village?
Well, what happens is that a mob gathers and through announcements in the mosques, through loudspeakers, and people gather. The announcements sound like these Christians have blasphemed our prophet. Let's go teach them a lesson. And a mob gathers, including just regular, ordinary citizens, and including other extremists who are from different Islamic groups, and they gather together and they attack a certain village where the person who allegedly blasphemed the prophet lives. So they attack these places. The police doesn't do anything. They just stand there and basically let the mob do whatever they want. And yeah. they have weapons. They have they burn these houses down. They have in 2009 at least five people were burned to death in one house when a similar mob attacked and 200 houses were burned down. The whole village had to relocate.
We're going to learn more about this. We're going to learn more about this on programs later in the week. But this gives you a sense of it. I want you to do something unusual. We're going to play the brand new version of the song "Where I Stand," the acoustic version with our friend Ricky Skaggs, and I want you to be praying for Asiya Bibi and Saeed Abedini and other Christians being persecuted. You could also use that time to sign the petition at aclj.org or beheardproject.com or 877-989-2255. Line, Now My Heart Is Crying, penned by Jacob Abedini, the son of jailed pastor Saeed Abedini. So we played that song for you in that segment of the broadcast, this segment, so you could be praying for the persecuted church. It's that serious, folks. We have no idea what these people are going through. And fortunately, we've got assets on the ground around the globe that we've mobilized. We need your help as well. We're encouraging everybody that's listening to the broadcast to call us at 877-989-2255 or sign the petition at aclj.org or beheardproject.com. I'm happy to say that we have now crossed 109,000, actually with phone calls over 110,000 signatures in now the second day of this petition, and generally that's a very good sign. So we encourage you to keep signing it to aclj.org, beheardproject.com, or 877-989-2255. Don't forget the book Rise of ISIS, A Threat We Can't Ignore, available in bookstores everywhere. And, of course, Amazon, BarnesandNoble.com, Walmart, Target, everybody's got it. We encourage you to get multiple copies. Get it to your friends. The song Where I Stand comes with it. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
My heart is crying. Deep beneath the voice is dying. I can't stand.
We're mobilizing our global offices and delivering a letter to the government of Pakistan demanding the freedom of Azia Bibi. She must not be allowed to die for her faith. Save this Christian mom, mother of five, from being executed. Sign on to our petition today. Free Ozzie Abebe now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or you can add your name online, aclj.org.